You know, one of the most important messages a salesperson has to learn, especially if you know sales is not a clinical goal. It's important to know the product and to know the customer's needs. All of that is in vain if the salesperson failed to sell that product. Now that principle applies, watch this now, with the Christian's relationship with prayer. Even though the effectual fervent of prayer of a righteous man, watch this, availeth much, you still got to speak the words even when you are praying. Because if the word, watch this, is just in your head, it's just a thought. But when it comes out of your mouth, it's the spoken word. Even Jesus had to embark on the spoken word when he said it is written. Am I right about it? Many of us spend a whole lot of energy telling God what you need from him, and that's because we know that God has everything we need and want, but the failure comes, the disappointments come when you give up praying and not closing your deal. Hear me when I tell you, Bruno, here's how we can close the deal. When we pray, because each word has a different meaning. Now, when we say, ask God, well, it means ask God until you receive it. And he says, seek God until you find it. And then you say, you keep knocking. Well, you just keep on knocking until they open the door. Listen, God's got all kinds of blessings just waiting for you to claim it. God is simply waiting for the person who wants something bad enough, watch this, to persevere by asking, by seeking, and by knocking. Because he ain't going to give you nothing just like that. I think I need to talk to somebody in here this morning who's been asking God for something and he hadn't delivered yet. Well, you got to persevere in your prayer. What you mean by that, Pastor Malik? Well, I'm glad you asked me. I'm going to tell you. Listen, the Lord commands and challenges us to persevere in our prayer. And sometimes you just have to wait. Persevere is asking, seeking, and knocking until the answer is received, found, and opened. Persevere means you've got to be so obsessed with getting something until you just don't give up, you just don't quit. And Bueller, the reason why we don't get what we prayed for, we don't persevere in our prayer. We don't persevere in our asking, our seeking, and our knocking. But the word tells us, and this is the confidence that we have in him. He said that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth our prayers. But you got to keep on asking. You got to keep on seeking. Keep on knocking until you get it. Well, let me see if I can make this make sense. If I put $1 million in your bank account, and then you are guaranteed to be what? A millionaire, right? I put that in your bank account. You guaranteed to be a millionaire. Am I right about it?
Amen.
But if you don't know how to write a check or do a withdrawal slip, you just you're just a millionaire. You got it in the bank. But you can't withdraw it. Listen, too many of us who have bank accounts that's filled with God's blessing are forgetting to withdraw what you got in the bank. Y'all ain't get this. But we just don't understand how to withdraw from our spiritual reservoir. We don't know how to do that. But the Bible says you got to ask, seek, and knock. And watch this. And he said, it shall be. I wish I had some folks in here this morning who could help me testify that you prayed. And it seemed like he didn't hear your prayer. You prayed day in and day out. You prayed for months, for years, and it seemed like God just not listening to you. But before they cut your light bills off, they cut your lights off, before the bank foreclosed on your house, just before you were able to throw in the towel, Jesus stepped in. like you mean to tell you all the name. There's a game changer. People our text tells us like when we pray, we have to change our approach to God and humble ourselves. And then you ask. Now the word has to translate to mean asking by an inferior person to a superior being. Asking by an inferior, that's you, to a superior being. Come on, talk about it to me if you can. And you know, the reason why some of us don't get by your prayer is because you come to God as if he's one of the Lord. You come to God as if he owed you something. Yeah, you have to humble yourself and ask him. Because when you ask somebody for something, there is a need or there is a want. When you ask for something, you are asking somebody who have plenty and own everything. And can give you whatever you need or whatever you want. Somebody here asked and had a door open just last week. Somebody here asked and had made a way for them just Thursday morning. And they couldn't wait to get here this morning to come here or high water to tell the Lord, thank you for what you said that you were going to do it. And I'm here this morning to shout about it if I have to do it all by myself. I thought he gave it to me. Listen, if you miss God when you're up here, can't humble yourself. You might as well get up off the floor or whatever you want and don't go there. Because the Bible says if you humble yourself, you would be what? Exalted. But if you humble yourself, you will be obeyed. Yeah. But those things, and I've got to throw a nugget in here. I've got to put a little nugget in your box now. But all those things, I'm talking about everything that you ask for. Those things that you want has got to be in God's will. It has got to be in God's will. And he will only give it to you because if he give it to you and it's good for you, then he'll let you have it. Come on, talk about to me. Well, a whole lot of y'all are asking for the wrong thing. That's asking God to help you win the lottery. I mean, raise your hand. I mean, it has to be in his will. Every week, you go to the store, spend $10 worth of tickets. If you spend more than $10, something wrong with you. Every week you come up, you're spending, that's $40 a month. That's $480 a year. And you still ain't won nothing. But you want to ask God for something that you don't do, but you spend $480 and he asks you to give 10%. You can't give him that, boy. You're going to get $2.50 more for this. That's what you're going to get. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and pouring into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you give back. But I'm trying to tell you how to close the deal, but you have to listen to it. And the very fact that you're asking God for it, watch this, it demonstrates that you are depending solely on him to supply your needs. I wish I had some help. The problem with a lot of Christians is they don't want to read. We want it to wait, but how many know that whatever you need, God will always open a door for you. you've been praying and it seems as though he's not listening, but can I encourage you this morning? You need to pray and pray again. Keep on praying. Keep on asking. Keep on seeking. Listen, Bueller, prayer is more than just reciting some words that you heard somebody else pray.
All right, all right.
But let me fix it my way. Don't you bring your elementary prayer to your high school problem.
All right.
You can learn to down this thing. That's when you teaching your children. But when you start teaching your children and they start getting older and older and they start coming to church listening to you pray at home a lot, then what you do, you start hearing them. They don't hear our Father which art in heaven, hallowed, teach us. That's fine. That's good. But you got to have prayer in your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
You got to come from your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Here I am.
Yes, Lord.
Here I am, Lord. It's me. Stand me.
In the
knee of prayer. Not my mother. Not my father. Not my sister. No. I'm talking about me. And when you pray from the depths of your spirit, God turns a deaf ear. Because he knows it's coming from your heart. He already knows what you want. He already knows what you need. But if you start praying and pray right, how many know God will hear your prayer? He will walk right in there.
Yes.
In other words, when you pray, you got to pray believing that he will answer your prayer. And so he says, and so I got to move on. So he says, to ask and seek. Not only should you ask and seek, he said, don't give up on God. You got to pray reverently. Watch it, watch it. Keep on.
All right.
You got to keep on knocking on heaven's door. Don't quit now. You see, watch it now. You see, when you keep knocking indicates that the door is what? Closed. And by knocking, how many know that knocking also indicates your faith?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, your faith that someone will hear and open the door.
Yes.
So true praying involves great
faith.
Yes, sir. Yes. James tells us this, that we are to ask in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me try to make it a little longer. Alexander the Great was a king of the ancient Greek kingdom of Macedon. He was asked a huge request. And he, talking about Alexander, immediately granted that request that the guy asked for. And his associates asked him and said, wait, hold up. And he was surprised. And he said, why did you grant him that request? Alexander said, the Great said that the fact that the man asked says that he believed that I would and could fulfill his request. And that great honor, that greatly honored him to immediately grant that request to that person. You know, likewise, watch this now. The faith that you have in God, that anything you ask in his name honors God. And God will bless you and answer your prayer. Ask and it shall be. Seek and ye shall find.